Are we speeding?
Sound speed.
And
action.
Welcome to Talking Tile with Chris Savage, the show that's serving up the loudest takes on building businesses, top-notch products, and unforgettable brands. Today, I'm here with Kate DeLeo, founder of the brand Trifecta.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, you are. We were already going, and we're like, why are we not recording it?
We should have been recording.
This is gold. We're going to go deep on brand,
yeah.
But first, I have to ask you the question. What's got you talking too loud?
Mixed tapes. Do you remember the days where you would, like, wait in front of the radio for, like, the song to come on?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, 3, 2, 1, and record. And then you would record, like, that favorite song.
Oh, I mean, and that excitement of getting a song your friends didn't have yet.
100%.
What were you recording? What was your best get?
Backstreet Boys. I was a closet Backstreet Boys fan through 8th grade. And
just through 8th. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
You know, and then we transitioned. It's okay. It's fine.
But they're kind of back, right?
Sadly.
Sadly,
yeah. I don't feel it's on brand for me in my almost 40 years now. No. Not quite. No.
Well, okay. I mean, they did build a lasting brand, though. I mean,
they
we
did.
Still remember
they
them.
They did. They're here. Yeah.
And let's talk about brand. So,
let's do it.
You've coined the brand trifecta
as
a method of crafting powerful brands.
Mm-hmm.
What's one common mistake you see businesses making when it comes to building their brand?
I think one of the biggest mistakes that brands make is candidly diving way too quickly into talking about product or offering features and benefits.
Yeah.
So it's very easy for us, because we're so close to the thing that we've created, to want to immediately go, okay, and it does this, and it does this, and it does this, and it does this. What we don't realize is that our buyers can get inundated and overwhelmed very quickly with all of that information. And instead, what we need to do is pull back and understand the psychology of buying, which is that actually our buyers need to know three key things, which I call the brand trifecta, before they're actually ready to know all of that how, what, feature, benefit information. And those three things are: tell me what you do, tell me how you solve my problem, and tell me how you're different.
Yeah.
And it's only once they know those things in the first 30 seconds that then they're going to go, oh my gosh, now that makes sense. Now I'm ready to dig in deeper with you. So the biggest misconception is that if we slap them across the face with so much detail about the offering, we're missing the opportunity to actually talk about how we solve their deepest level heart pain and allow them to opt into the conversation.
Yeah, got it. And so, how should be, because everyone's excited, like, you've built a product, you have a company, and like, you want to tell people, especially with the new thing you did.
Oh, totally.
But how do you think you should structure, when do you tell people about the new thing, and like, how does that fit in with building the brand, like, at the high level?
Great question. Okay, so if we think about brand, this is really getting into a question about content hierarchy.
Yeah.
And what I want us to think about is that when it comes to our marketing and our content hierarchy, brand in and of itself sits at the tip top of the iceberg, okay?
Yeah.
So when I think about brand trifecta, there's three things. Tell me what you do, that's your tagline. That's that short, snippy phrase at the top.
Yeah.
Followed by a value proposition statement, which says, here's how we solve your deepest level heart pain. That's literally one or two sentences. Followed by the 3 to 5 big bullet points of differentiator statements. Here's how we're different and better than the rest. Then come product features and benefits, and then pricing. So just after those three things. Does it need to get buried after blogs and case studies and white papers? No. I think that people are logically ready to know that how, what information after you address those other three pieces.
Yeah.
But you have to allow them to self-select in and be ready for it and give them that 30 seconds of momentum to want to go to the next step.
And also you're saying is, like, if you're only leading with the features, and the details, like, it's not going to break through.
It's not going to break through. I mean, think about it. As consumers, do we want to just be told a bunch of data points, or do we want to know that you understand our pain first?
Yeah.
Pure and simple.
Yeah, totally. And I think also with, like, subscription services, it's also, like, that high-level brand message can give an indication of where are you going to go? What do you stand for?
Yeah.
And, like, actually, when you're signing up for a lot of modern products today, like, the product, you're signing up for a product that is going to change and
absolutely
is going to evolve.
It's going to evolve with you.
Exactly. So I think that it makes the brand even more important. It's kind of counterintuitive, because it's like, you think B2B, how much does brand matter? And it's like, no, it matters way more than you think it would, because you're trying to give them a promise of what you could be. and what you believe in.
Absolutely.
And you can't do that with just features.
And I would tell you, especially in today's economy, where we still need to recognize that founder-led sales are at the crux of B2B.
Yeah.
You cannot escape it. I'm sorry. But we have so many companies coming through the gateway. Founder-led sales are still a part of this, okay?
Yeah.
And if that's truly the case, we've got to recognize that most founders, we have a bit of FOMO. We're so close to it. But Kate, if I don't tell them all the amazing things of this, and it does this, and it does this, and oh my God, then they're not going to see the value, and oh my God, they're not going to buy.
Yeah.
And one of the most important things that we have to remember with brand is that we cannot lead from a place of desperation.
Yeah.
We lead from a place of invitation. And so we have to stand in our brand and really recognize that we need to actually allow people to opt in to the messaging by truly speaking to what's in it for them.
Yeah.
Not what we think is most important.
Yes, absolutely. You don't want to get high on your own supply.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. You said that brand is the path of least resistance to revenue.
Yeah.
Can you share an example where a simple message transformed a company's growth trajectory?
I'm going to give you a really silly example. So I worked with a company about 5 years ago, a tax services company.
Okay.
Because that's nice. Sexy.
Oh, super
so
sexy.
So sexy. Yeah. Okay.
We love tax services.
All right. Yeah. Tax services. All right. So I loved this founder. And in fact, I ended up hiring him and he's now on my tax team. He's fabulous. Out of New Jersey. Okay. So, because that's how it works.
A tax team. That's great.
Out of New Jersey. Yeah, I mean, BS. Right there. Okay. So this guy was like, I was like, what do you do? He's like, I do taxes. I'm like, that's not doing anything for you, Matt. Tell me more, you know? So at first he was leading with, I do taxes. And instead what we did is we transformed the message to say, we make tax compliance effortless for small businesses.
Okay, cool.
I said, well, what do you mean by that? And so a value prop.
Sylvie's like freaking out over
I know,
here.
Sylvie's freaking out. Yeah. So we followed it up with a value proposition statement. What do you mean by that? Well, the reality is tax is a major priority for your business, but it should not be a major part of your day. Protect your credibility, relationships, and profits with worry-free tax consulting. Now, if you hear that message, if you listen to the language, his ICP, his ideal target audience, was going, oh, sweet Jesus, that's exactly what I'm dealing with day in and day out.
Yeah.
So for Matt's business, what that actually did is it shifted him to double his revenue in 18 months, which may sound slow, but in tax services, his average client acquisition, that was pretty good for him.
Yeah.
I have other SaaS brands that went from 6 month sales cycles to less than 60 day sales cycles by simply shifting from talking about product feature benefits into really pulling this up and moving to the brand trifecta model to drive revenue.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's great to have those examples. Many brands get caught up in overcomplicated storytelling. What's your advice for cutting through the noise and creating a brand message that truly sticks?
I think what we need to remember with storytelling first and foremost is, well, it's a great concept. Donald Miller came out with StoryBrand 10 plus years ago. Fantastic book. The precipice was this. Make the customer the heart of the journey, right? Make it about them. However, we went rogue with that. Nobody told us how to write the damn story, so we made it all about us. Here's the issue with storytelling. At the end of the day, storytelling can feel like a one-way monologue. You have one person talking and one person listening. Great brand actually creates a conversation that converts.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a layer of sentences and statements that when somebody reads them or sees them or hears them, it allows the person to actually ask the question, really, what do you mean by that? Hang on, what does that mean for me? Tell me more about that. And what happens is you're pulling somebody in actively into the language to create a conversation. That's the difference between passive storytelling where somebody has to sit back and kind of listen and understand versus I'm getting pulled into this situation and I feel like I'm a part of this and you're actually answering my deepest heart pain.
Yeah. You need them to be a part of the story.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. That also, I feel like that's so classic of like back to hiring your own supply thing. It's like,
Pretty much, my stuff's
great. And it's like, I don't care. Like, what does it mean for me? Like, how do you, but like, if it's like, I can change who you are in some way.
Yes.
And you have the agency to like sign up for my product or use my service or change something, then like it flips around where it's like, don't pay attention because it's us. Pay attention to like how you can change.
You know what the most beautiful thing about that is too, and you talk about brand that drives revenue, is what we start to see is this shift is that leaders and founders, they go from FOMO to this recognition that they're very strong actually in founder-led sales and they're very strong in driving revenue and building pipeline. because they begin to lead from a place of invitation again, like I always say. They begin to start to see that it's not about them. Instead of them feeling like that slimy salesperson, that other person gets to opt in and self-select. And there's something really gorgeous about that when you have a strong brand, that that other human gets to say, I like that. I want to go deeper into that conversation.
Totally.
That's what brand is supposed to do.
Yeah.
And it gets that monkey off of your back.
Yeah.
So that person wants to actually engage and say, okay, so I have this specific problem and how much is it going to cost?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I love that. Okay. We're going to go to the wild card question.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. What's your go-to karaoke song?
No Diggity.
Perfect.
Okay.
What's a movie you could watch again and again?
A River Runs Through It.
Oh, wow. Nice. Very fast.
You weren't expecting it. I know.
I was not.
No. Nope.
What's the best book you've read this year?
Oh my God, I don't read books.
Great answer.
I really don't.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't have time for that. I have a child.
Good. Okay, good answer.
I play Sudoku.
Date, marry, kill with social media platforms. TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. Date, marry, kill. Who would you date? Who would you kill? Who would you marry?
I don't go on platforms unless there's an actual purpose. I don't like them all.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Who's your brand crush right now?
Ilana Marr.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The rugby player.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah, incredible.
Fabulous.
She's really translated from, like, this. She's way beyond the Olympics now.
She's a beast.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Kate, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is really fun.
Let's make some mixtapes sometime.
Okay, sounds great.
Deal.
And where can people connect with you if they want to follow along and learn more?
The one social media platform I do show up, which is LinkedIn, or you can check out my website, which is katedeleo.com.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, cheers.